Good Monday. Today is December the 9th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, the USDA recently released its projections for farm income this year and next year. Some interesting trends there. At the same time, in the larger ag industry, we hear that Tyson Foods is going to be closing a Kansas meatpacking plant with over 800 employees losing their jobs. We'll take a look at what those indications may mean to the larger ag economy after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, some depressing news as we head into the holiday season. More than 800 employees will lose their jobs in Emporia, Kansas, as Tyson Foods has announced the planned closure of its value-added marinated proteins and ground beef plant. Tyson announced the anticipated closure in a Workers Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act notice to the state of Kansas, and the act requires employers to inform workers in advance of a plant closure or a mass layoff. In a letter to employees, Sanchez said the last day of operations at the plant would be on or about February 14th of 2025. Now, they say, after careful consideration, we've made the difficult decision to close our beef and pork non-harvesting processing facility in Emporia, Kansas, to increase the efficiency of our operations. That from a spokesperson with Tyson Foods. We understand the impact this decision on our team members and the local community will make. Taking care of our team members is our top priority, and we encourage them to apply for other open positions within the company. We're also working closely with the state and local officials to provide additional resources to those who are impacted. The state of Kansas is important to Tyson Foods, with employment of more than 5,000 team members across their Kansas facilities. On November 12th of 2024, Tyson Foods reported a nearly 1% increase in sales compared to 2023, including a 1.6% increase in sales in the fourth quarter of 24 compared to the same quarter in 2023. Now, in other agricultural news, net farm income in 2024 is forecast to be $6 billion less than last year, that at $140.7 billion for 24. That number, according to USDA's Economic Research Service. This year-to-year decline is significantly softer, though, than what we saw at $35.3 billion dropping in net farm income from 2022 to 2023. Now, the forecast is not as much different from our prior forecast released in September, but somehow it feels a little more important as we near the end of the year to evaluate the current state of the farm economy as the starting point for consideration of what challenges and opportunities may lie ahead. That, according to Kerry Litowski, a senior ERS economist who leads that farm income team. Now, net farm income aims to reflect the year the production occurred and accounts for changing grain inventories, depreciation, and other non-cash expenses. Net cash farm income measures the net expenses and receipts in a calendar year. Net farm cash income at $158.8 billion is forecast $1.8 billion or 1.1% below what it was a year ago. It is pegged at farmers selling more grain than they grew, reflecting the surplus inventories that farmers carried from year to year. Now, both measures are above the 20-year average. USDA updates its farm income forecast in February, September, and December, and issues the final forecast, actually, in February the following year. Many of the major themes remain the same, though, as what they were in the September release. Income perspectives diverge significantly for crop and livestock producers. Crop receipts are forecast to decrease by $25 billion from 2023 levels, while animal and animal product receipts are projected to increase by $21 billion. Now, lower corn and soybean prices will outweigh higher quantities to sell, leading to sharply lower receipts, and corn receipts are expected to fall by $16.6 billion or 20.8%, while the soybean receipts are forecast to decrease by $6.9 billion, that a 12.3% decline. Now, direct government payments, which exclude crop insurance and loans, are 13.6 less than they were a year ago, largely due to the lower dairy margin recovery program payments and supplemental ad hoc disaster assistance compared to what it was in 2023. The September forecast included some major revisions from the February forecast, which initially forecast net farm income at $116.1 billion, and at that same time, USDA was calling for declining receipts for livestock and animal products, but that area has since become a strong spot in the income picture, with cash receipts for cattle and calves climbing $7.3 billion, or the equivalent of 7.2%, due to those higher prices. Another factor, Latowski said, is the improved farm income forecast throughout the year that farmers paid less for inputs like feed, seed, fertilizer, and fuel, the survey initially forecasted. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. We're going to change directions now. Take a look at what the outlook is for U.S. agricultural trade in 2025 as USDA has a new forecast. Gary Crawford has this story.
USDA is out now with its new ag trade forecast for the 2025 fiscal year.
It's kind of a continuation of some of the short-term trends we've been seeing over the last couple years.
USDA's chief economist Seth Meyer's description of the new forecast, which is projecting 2025 U.S. ag exports at $170 billion, down from this past year by just under 4.5. Seth Meyer says, of course, he's not happy about that forecast. He's not surprised by it either.
U.S. export value has been falling since 2022. But of course, part of that is because commodity prices were peaking out in 22, right? So again, here, exports falling in this situation isn't necessarily a surprise, perhaps, as commodity prices continue to moderate.
At least for most of the so-called bulk commodities, such as corn, soybeans, and cotton.
You know, we depend a lot on bulk commodity exports for the fortunes of our ag trade. And right now we're facing a lot of competition.
With many other producing countries having good harvests and ample supplies as well. But the export news for the U.S. is not all bad. Seth Meyer says while sales of most bulk commodities are struggling, exports of high-value products are expected to be on the rise, especially livestock products.
For livestock, poultry, dairy exports, they're forecast $700 million higher. And that gets us to a total of $39.3 billion. And you got increases basically across the board. Beef exports, $400 million increase to $8.8 billion. And you got higher volumes are offsetting some of those lower unit values. So a little bit of easing of price more than offset by some growth in volume. And that's a good thing. You know, we do a fair amount of business, high value business in beef exports. So we get a little bit of a trim in price and have some volume increases. Again, a bit of a different fortune for livestock as exports go up $700 million in livestock, poultry, and dairy.
So those are the basic trends projected for U.S. ag exports, down from 2024. Meanwhile, U.S. ag product imports are projected up by over $9 billion.
Leading to a widening of the trade deficit into fiscal year 25.
USDA projecting a trade deficit of $45.5 billion. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.